Farmers and Wildlife. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I've got a background in wildlife management, but also a deep background in agriculture. Unfortunately, those worlds tend to collide at times, and it's a huge goal of mine to be a bridge between those two worlds.
Chuck Yost is the big game coordinator for the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. He's also a member of the Hatcher Family Dairy Farm in Williamson County, so he has a unique perspective when it comes to how farmers deal with wildlife issues.
A lot of the issues that agriculture faces are the very same issues that wildlife faces. For example, urban encroachment and whatnot. But we're dealing with the same issues. The practices that we use in a lot of cases are the same. The only difference is sometimes our end goal is a little bit different. So I think it's a huge deal, or should be a huge priority, for those two worlds to work together, and that's just been a goal of mine.
And one of the problems in recent years that farmers and the TWRA have had to deal with is that of the population explosion of wild hogs and the damage to crops and fields. And thankfully, because of cooperative efforts by the ag community and TWRA, an eradication program is underway and making a difference. And Chuck Yost says the agency is always looking to make sure efforts are in place to control other wildlife problems as they relate to farmers.
The Wildlife Agency has good procedures on how to deal with those nuisance animals. The importance is to get the word out and everybody understand what those procedures are so they can be comfortable with them and utilize them. A lot of people, I think, assume that there's no help, there's no way they can deal with those issues when there absolutely are.
Now, there's a fine line between how the public views and appreciates the wildlife in our state and how farmers have to contend with the damage to their crops and fields. But farmers provide at least 75% of the state's wildlife habitat, and groups like the Farm Bureau and TWRA are working to solve those problem issues. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.